While fighters of the Islamic State have been sweeping through Iraq, Syrian troops have kept up their fight against both it and the opposition rebels, regaining ground near the Damascus airport while bombing militant positions near the border. Civilians continue to flee the fighting, says Human Rights Watcher Sarah Margon.
We're looking at a very scaled-up, brutal situation, not only in Syria, but also in Iraq, where certainly the borders are increasingly blurred.
But facing a counterattack by the Kurdish Peshmerga and unable to counter U.S. airstrikes in Iraq, U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann says Islamic State fighters may be more apt to refocus on Syria.
It would be even more likely to become their next phase of activity if, in fact, the American operations in Iraq do slow their advances there and give them incentives to turn their attention away from their more difficult front to a front in which the Americans are not present.
With weapons and territory captured in Iraq, he says Islamic State militants may be in a stronger position to confront Syrian government forces.
It may be that they've reached a point where they can make a bit of a tactical pivot. Having secured a solid base, they can perhaps begin to turn their attention more fully to the regime.
Even though the U.S. is launching airstrikes against the same group that Syrian government forces are fighting, that does not give Washington common cause with Damascus, says Deputy U.S. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
While we may be looking at some of the same targets, I think the fact that targets from the same group, the fact that the Assad regime has allowed ISIS to flourish and grow in the way it has, is really one of the main reasons they have grown so strong.
That early alliance of convenience with ISIS against more moderate opponents is something Heidemann says President Assad may find to have been a miscalculation.
One of the big questions is whether in the creating the conditions that permitted the rise of ISIS, including some direct measures like the release of militants from Syrian prisons who then joined ISIS, the regime will find that the backlash creates a much bigger problem than it anticipated.
A problem that, at least for now, Syrian forces are getting help with in the international drive against the Islamic State. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.